안녕하십니까? 이 테이프는 2009학년도 3월 고2 전국연합학력평가 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 녹음 테이프입니다. 잠시 후 2009학년도 3월 고2 전국연합학력평가 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명과 수험번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 그린 집을 고르시오.
Phew! Finally, I've finished my home economics assignment.
Can I have a look? Oh, it's a beautiful two-story house. You did a great job.
Thanks. Actually, I've spent a lot of time drawing this house. It was very tough.
Do you want to have a house like this in the future?
Yes, I prefer a house to an apartment.
Do you? And this is a chimney, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I want to have a fireplace in the living room.
Well, if I were you, I would put a satellite TV antenna on the roof.
I don't think we need a TV antenna in the future. Besides, it wouldn't look good on my house.
Oh, I like these arched windows.
They are what I like most about this house.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Betty, I have something to tell you about the necklace.
The ruby necklace you bought for me from the business trip?
Well, in fact, it's not a real ruby. It's just colored glass.
Really?
I wanted to get you something special, but things were too expensive.
Jack, I knew it was fake.
You did? Then why didn't you tell me?
It wasn't important whether it was real or fake. I just love it because it's your gift.
Thank you for your understanding. I promise I'll get you a real one someday.
Jack, you really don't have to. It's fine.
3번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
Mothers and fathers give this to their child. Without this, what would happen? Suppose someone says, Hey you, third boy from the top of the slide, you dropped your glove. Or, I'm invited to a birthday party. The girl with blonde hair and brown eyes who wears a red winter coat is giving the party. Phew! Aren't you glad that mothers and fathers give this to their child? It's so much easier, quicker, and friendlier to say, Tom, you dropped your glove, or I'm invited to Jane's birthday party. This is the easiest, quickest, and friendliest way to say who's who.
4번. 대화를 듣고
여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Kevin. I haven't seen you for a while. How's everything?
I've been a little busy.
What have you been busy doing?
Well, I've been looking for a summer job.
Where have you been looking?
Mostly in the newspaper. I've contacted more than 100 shops and restaurants this week.
Have you heard back from anyone yet?
Not yet.
Well, my uncle owns a supermarket up the street from the post office. He needs a cashier in the mornings. Are you interested?
Sure. Please tell him I want the job.
Okay, I'll call him right now.
World e-learning, may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about your online writing courses.
Whose class do you want?
Mr. Brian Stewart's Advanced Writing. How much is the course fee?
It's $50.
Can I use my membership points for the course fee?
Yes, 1 point equals $1. How many points would you like to use?
I'll use 10 points. By the way, do I have to buy the course book?
Yes, it's $20.
I see. I'll buy the book too.
6번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Thank you, my friends. A little while ago, I called Mr. John Smith to congratulate him on being elected the next mayor of our city. Mr. Smith well deserves our respect for his ability and vision. Mr. Smith and I have argued our differences, and no doubt many of those differences remain. But these are difficult times for our city, so I'll do all in my power to help him lead us through the many challenges we face. I urge all of you to join me supporting our next mayor. Let's find ways to work together to make our city a better place to live. Thank you.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일을 고르시오.
Good morning, Ms. White.
Good to see you again. How's everything going?
Very well, thank you.
You study media communications, right?
Yes, I love my major. It's more than I expected.
I knew you'd like it. You were always into films.
That's right. These days I'm making a film about my high school days.
That sounds interesting. Is it your school project?
Yes. In fact, I need your help for this film.
Do you? What can I help you with?
I'd like you to talk about what I was like in my school days. While you're talking, I'll videotape you. Would you do that for me, please?
No problem.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me. Is this book on sale?
I'm not sure. I don't work here. Do you like the book?
Sure. I've been interested in volunteering, and I'm thinking of going to Africa someday.
Do you think the book will be helpful?
I think so. I've read only a few pages, but it does have a lot of useful information. I think I'll buy the book.
Good for you.
If you are interested in volunteering, I'll recommend this book.
Thank you. Actually, I know this book very well because that's my autobiography.
Oh, my. Are you Mr. James? Could I have your autograph?
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
May I help you?
Please help me. My finger is hurting.
Let me see. This ring looks too tight for your finger.
Yes, it's my sister's ring. I tried it on for fun, but I can't get it off.
You should have been more careful. Have you tried oil or soap?
Yes, but nothing worked. Can you cut it off?
Well, we have a cutter for making jewelry, but it could be dangerous for your finger.
Look at my finger. It's getting swollen.
How about going to the emergency room? It's just a block away from this shop.
I can't stand it anymore. Please help me.
Well, I'll try if you insist, but you must go see a doctor afterwards.
Oh, thanks.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
National Postal Service, Cindy speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Larry Jones. I sent a package to Vancouver, and my client there hasn't received it yet.
When did you send the package?
On Monday. The tracking number is 8461.
Just one moment. I'll check the system. Your package is at our Vancouver office now. It'll be delivered by noon.
I sure hope so. Those documents are very important. Would you let me know as soon as it's delivered?
I'll send you a text message once I know it's been received.
That would be great. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Have a good day.
11번. 다음 지도를 보면서 대화를 듣고 출발지 A에서 목적지 F까지의 경로로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's our plan for bicycle riding?
Let's take a look at the map. How about meeting here at 10 in the morning?
In front of the ship restaurant?
Yes, we'll start here and go to the campsite.
Then we have to cross the river. Are we going to take the Cloud Bridge?
No, I'm thinking of visiting the flower park before crossing the river.
Why? Is there something about the park?
I hear the flower park is beautiful with flowers now.
Great. We can also have a snack there, and then we'll cross the Rose Bridge?
There's no bike lane on the Rose Bridge, so we have to get back to the Sky Bridge and cross the river to get to the campsite.
12번. 공연 관람에 관한 폴의 이야기를 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm going to tell you what happened to me yesterday. I went to the Wonder Juniors concert with my friend Jesse. It was supposed to start at 7 o'clock in the evening, and we arrived there around 4 to get a good seat. Can you imagine how upset we were when the concert didn't start on time? You know what? We had to wait for 2 more hours. Everybody went mad, and Jesse went home just before the concert began at 9. But the concert was worth the wait. It was great. And the best part of it was they gave me my money back, $50.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
Time for dinner. Stop playing the video game.
But I'm not hungry. Can I eat later?
2.
Why are you eating cookies? We're having dinner.
I don't like fish. I won't eat it.
3.
This fish looks fresh. Shall we buy it?
Yes, and let's buy some cookies, too.
4.
Look at the fish. It's the prettiest in this aquarium.
Maybe, but I like turtles better than fish.
5.
What are you doing in the kitchen?
I'm just checking the refrigerator.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, why the long face?
You know Lisa was looking for her music CD?
She told me it was one of her favorites.
It sure is.
She said that she couldn't remember who she had lent it to.
Actually, she asked me if I had borrowed her CD, and I said I'd returned it to her.
Then what's the matter?
Yesterday, I found the CD on the shelf while looking for a book.
Really?
I didn't mean to, but she might think I lied to her. I don't know what to do.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, how was your day?
It was great.
Good. I have good news.
Go ahead.
I got a call from my parents that they'll visit us and stay for 3 days.
Sounds great. I miss them a lot. Ted will be excited about it.
Yes, he will. Ted does love his grandparents.
Did you tell him the good news?
Not yet. They asked me not to let him know about their visit.
Oh, I see. They want to keep their visit secret, don't they?
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you going to order?
I haven't decided yet. What about you?
I don't know. I can't make up my mind.
Shall we order a few things and eat together?
You mean share?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, let's have a chicken salad and a pizza. The potato pizza in this restaurant is really good.
But I think that's not enough.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 스티브가 앨리스에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alice and her friend Steve are talking about recycling paper. Alice is wondering if it's really good to recycle paper. She has to drive 7 miles down to the recycling center to drop it off. She thinks that even if she does some good to the environment by recycling paper, she also does some harm to the air by driving to the collecting place. Steve agrees with Alice. He thinks recycling would be more effective if recycling places were closer. In this situation, what would Steve most likely say to Alice?
이제 듣기 및 말하기 문제는 모두 끝났습니다. 18번 문제부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답하십시오.